Yeah, well, look, this is something I and the others have been raising for many, many years, especially right along some of the roads they're looking at. They're quite narrow. There's no hard shoulders. So, like, seeing all these trees covered in ivy and dead trees and branches and everything hanging out over the road, like, it's obviously an accident waiting to happen. And it's just hoping that nobody's going to be underneath them when they do fall. And as I say, look, these storms are becoming more and more frequent, both summer and winter. And, you know, the question has always been raised at the County Council meeting, and the response we get is, you know, when you're asking who is responsible, and they say, well, it's the landowner. But, like, I'm a great believer, the proof of the pudding's on the testing. And 90% of the cases when trees fall onto a public road, the County Council goes out, them or their agents goes out, cuts them, takes them away at their own expense. So, like, it's seeing is believing. So, in practice, that is not the practice, that the landowner is responsible. So, you know, if someone damages a vehicle or worse, you know, gets injured, you know, who do they go after? Who is ultimately responsible? And, you know, saying one thing and doing the other, like, I've asked the council, have you gone and even look to recuperate the money for cutting down these trees that should have been maybe at least checked? You know, have they gone to landowners and said, look, can you show us where you got a tree surge and come out and check these trees? Because, like, these are life and death issues. You know, trees going along roads. Look, I'm not for cutting trees down all over the countryside and up and through fields and everything, but dangerous trees along the road, you know, health and safety has to be a priority. Nowadays, that's all you hear about. Like, you can hardly fill a pothole now without having a design done, you know, like getting all sometimes as dangerous as this. It's, you know, it does need to get an answer. And if it is genuinely going to be the landowners going to be held responsible, then that needs to be flagged up, because you can't blame the landowner. Like, the practice has been for the last 20, 30, 40 years for the landowners not held responsible. So, you know what I mean? It would be very hard for the council to get me to court and say, you're responsible, when in fact the practice has been that's not the case. So, again, I'll be asking at the next Roads SPC. I keep asking it, but, you know, I get the same answer, but it's, again, the answer isn't what's practiced by Donegal County Council.